Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Father's Day. Father's Day celebrates the dads in our lives, but for some, it's a reminder of pain and loss. To deal with that pain, the organization called The Dinner Party connects people grieving the loss of a loved one. This Sunday, they're sharing stories on social media from the thousands of dinner partiers all over the world whose dads have died. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell has our story.
Kemi Miller is standing in her kitchen over a bright blue pot of boiling water. She says she wants to be clear about one thing.
I don't fancy myself a cook.
Instead, she says she likes to experiment.
And usually when I experiment cooking, it just means I get a bunch of stuff from the refrigerator and I put it in a pot and I see what happens. But this time I'm actually following a recipe.
Chicken Florentine. Kemi turns to the sizzling pan on the side burner.
Do you like spice in your food?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's add some kickin' chicken.
This is just the second time I've met Kemi. Both meetings began with a hug. We were first introduced over email by The Dinner Party. It's an organization that connects people in their 20s and 30s who have experienced loss and grief. Becca Bernstein is The Dinner Party's community organizer.
My mom died in November of 2015, and I found The Dinner Party on Thanksgiving Day in a CNN article, like 2 weeks after she died.
Becca hosted dinners for 2 years before coming on as staff.
We're in over 100 cities now across the world, everywhere from California to Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Becca says the organization realized a lot of dinner partiers who lost someone they loved had specifically lost their dads. So this Sunday on Father's Day, they're publishing stories on social media about some of those dads.
At some point, people stop asking, and they shouldn't stop asking, right? Those are stories that are like deep inside of you, and like there should still be a way for those to come out.
For Kemi, a lot of those stories she has with her dad are about birds.
We'd go to the marsh and just look at the ducks and the geese.
Kemi says police have even pulled him over. He could get so distracted, she says.
But he's like, oh, I'm just looking at the geese.
Oh my God.
And like one time I was with him and I'm like, oh my gosh, Dad.
Because he's like swerving around.
Because he's swerving and he's like looking up like, oh, I can hear the flock. Like, where are they? Where are they? Oh, there they are. And then swerving back around.
Sitting around the dinner table, Kemi tells me about a trip to Alaska her dad took right after retirement. It was a dream trip, she says. He came up for a whole month in the summer of 2016. Kemi shows me a photo of her dad. He's got a salmon in his hands and a big smile across his face.
He's like, you know, I'm always the person who doesn't catch the fish. You know, like there's always that one person who it's like, come on, like, get a fish. And he was always that person. He's never caught a fish in the ocean. He was the only one who caught a salmon on that trip.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
On her dad's last night in town, Kemi called to see if he wanted to get dinner to cap off the great month. He didn't pick up, so Kemi drove to where he was staying.
And so I opened the door and then he just looked so like helpless, you know? And I think my dad's never helpless. He always has the answer. He's always the one that you call when you don't know what to do. And he just looked so fragile.
Sudden cardiac arrest. Kemi's dad was gone. The next few hours were a blur, she says. The police showed up and asked if there was someone they could call.
You know, my emergency contact is my dad. You know, it's like, in that moment, I felt so alone. Like, no, who do you call when your dad dies?
But as the first person to find out about her dad's death, Kemi did have to make a phone call. She had to tell her sister.
And she's like, not my dad. My dad doesn't die. Like, he doesn't die. Like, our dad fixed everything, like, knew everything. You know, he doesn't die. Like, he's never gonna die. I think that was worse than finding him dead.
My conversation with Kemi is different from most of the interviews I do because I'm not just here as a reporter. I was on the other end of one of those calls back in October. I remember being on the phone saying, no, 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 it can't be.
All right, Dad. We're filming.
That's a video of my dad a week before he died.
How are you feeling?
Okay. I'm out and I'm walking.
Shuffling, you mean?
His white t-shirt is tucked into khaki shorts. His legs look like toothpicks, but he's smiling. He had just gotten out of the hospital after having a heart attack, and he thought he was in the clear. He, too, died of sudden cardiac arrest.
People right. experience the death of parents, but, like, it shouldn't be when you're, like, a teenager or when you're in your 20s or 30s and, like, right. haven't been married, haven't had kids.
My dad will never see me do those things. Cammie's dad won't either. We talk at dinner for more than 3 hours about what we miss, what we remember, what we regret, and why it's so important to keep the stories of our fathers alive even after they're gone.
Well, cheers to our first dinner party.
And to our fathers.
And to our fathers.
In Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.